Chapter 10. You're kidding!
July came. It was hot and sticky, and everyone was eager for the summer vacation to begin. Kai had found a summer job at a dive shop in Izu. Now he was sitting on the tatami floor of his apartment, sitting right in front of a tall mirror and practicing English with himself. Hi, I'm Kai. Nice to meet you, Kai. Kai, could you do me a favor? Sure, Kai. What is it? And then the telephone rang. It was early Saturday afternoon.
Kai, it's Shingo. What's up? Nothing special, but, do you have a few minutes?
Sure.
Well, I just wanted to tell you about last night. I finally had a date with Yuki.
Really? Good for you.
Well, it wasn't exactly a date. Not at first. See, she finally joined a ski club. We both joined. The ski club had a party downtown, and I asked her to ride downtown on the bus with me.
Oh.
And at the party, one of the freshman girls, Mio, ate some shrimp and had an allergic reaction. She broke out in hives.
Oh, no.
So I said I would take Mio to the hospital, and Yuki said she'd go with me. But by the time we got to the hospital, Mio's hives were gone. She said she was fine. She decided to walk home by herself.
Wow, I'm glad she was okay.
Yeah, that was lucky. So there, Yuki and I were all alone on a Friday night, standing in front of a hospital.
So, what did you do?
We thought maybe we could rejoin the ski club party, but when we got back to the restaurant, everyone was gone.
You didn't have your cell phone with you?
Can you believe it? Both Yuki and I had left our phones in the restaurant. Our friends found them and took them home for us.
That was lucky, too.
Yes, it was. Anyway, Yuki and I went to a coffee shop. Just the two of us. We talked and talked and talked. I guess we talked for about 2 hours.
Sounds like you had a great time.
Yeah, we did, but then I did something really stupid. I told Yuki I was going to the restroom, but actually, I went out and found a flower shop. I bought her a dozen roses.
Wow, that was bold.
Yeah, very bold. I came back in the restaurant, smiled really big, and tried to give her the flowers.
Well, what did she do? What did she say?
She didn't say anything. She didn't do anything, but I could tell from the expression on her face that the last thing she wanted from me was flowers.
Oh no, I'm sorry to hear that.
Hey, that's the way it goes. So I spent the next hour apologizing to her.
It must have been getting late.
It was. I guess it was around midnight by then. I gave the flowers to some girl sitting at the next table.
You're kidding.
When Yuki and I left the coffee shop, I think we were friends again.
That's good.
I walked her to the bus stop, and she took the bus back to her apartment.
You didn't go back to your apartment?
How could I? My heart was broken. I felt really, really blue.
So what did you do?
I went to a little jazz bar. You know, some place I could sit and feel sorry for myself.
Uh-huh.
Only as soon as I walked in the door, I saw a girl sitting all alone at a table.
And?
She was wiping tears from her eyes with a handkerchief.
So?
Well, I just looked at her for a second, and then I realized it was Rina.
Rina? You're kidding. But why was she crying?
Why was she crying? Because she'd been in love with someone for months. But he never paid her any attention.
Who was she in love with?
Kai! Give me a break!
Huh? What do you mean?
Forget it. Anyway, there we were, Rina and I. It was really weird. I mean, she was wearing a purple shirt, and I was wearing a purple shirt. She was feeling blue, and I was feeling blue. And there we were together.
So you sat down and talked with her?
Of course I did. But that's not what's important. What's important is the way we looked into each other's eyes.
The way you looked into each other's eyes?
Yes, and we realized that.
Do you mean that you and Rina?
That's exactly what I mean. Rina and I are in love. About 3 o'clock in the morning, we were walking around downtown holding hands, and a guy in the street was still selling roses at 3 in the morning.
Wow.
So I bought another dozen.
So there was a happy ending.
There was a happy ending, but now I'm really broke. Could you lend me a little money?
Sure.